I'm joined by John Billups. He joins me every other week. We talk about things going on in the city. We talk about, obviously, there's not much going on at Notre Dame this summer other than what you got, baseball and softball, right?
Baseball and softball, and we just had our Wall of Fame introduction ceremony this weekend. We had to reschedule it a couple of times because COVID still is hitting from time to time, and one of the teams we're going to play, pitcher came down with illness, and so they didn't have a player. So we rescheduled it, but we had the seven individuals inducted in the Wall of Fame. Baseball, softball's going on, you know, and hate to say it, but they're already, you know, July is like the month clicking down to, to getting set up for the other events.
Yeah, so the tournaments are on the way. You know, it's interesting. I was just reading that over the course of this, of the pandemic, the under 15 or whatever, under 16, has only been 2% of the people that have had, or those who have been, who have contracted it. Right now it's at 24%. So we went from 2% to 24%. Now, by the same token, the people who are older are by and large, they're down. They've gone. They were the major group. Now they're down in the single digits or low single digits. So it's just a weird. It's been a weird past year,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's slowly. You know, we've discussed several times. Normal. It's slowly getting back to normal. I mean, July 4th.
Boating is still big, isn't it? Camping is big.
July 4th fireworks. I got plenty of phone calls, plenty of texts, Facebook messages. I know people are upset about it. You know, the state didn't do us any favor when they made them legal to buy because for the officers, it's tough.
I got to tell you this. Yeah. I was telling Colin earlier, I'm driving home from, I recorded the band concert Sunday night. It's getting dark, just getting dark, and I'm going down to the radio station, cutting on, I think it was on South 9th Street to cut over to Central. And it's like all of a sudden I get into just past Ivy, and it's like I'm being shot at. I'm hearing, mm-hmm. I'm smelling gunpowder, and I was thinking about, boy, you know what, if you were a military veteran with PTSD, it's got to be.
I mean, I love fireworks as much as anybody, but it was really, really tough. So, you know, Councilman Rinker came up with maybe a couple of thoughts on what we could do to help our policemen, because the problem is for the police, it's not illegal to possess fireworks. You can buy them in the state legally. It's just you can't shoot them off. Well, fine, and trying to roll up on when they're being shot all over town.
You can use them for a period of time up through the 8th of July, right. And boy, they were using them Saturday and Sunday nights.
We're gonna look at doing some things to curtail maybe the length of time that they can shoot them off, to try to condense it so we get it. You know, if we're gonna go through that, maybe we can condense that time period so it doesn't last a month. It'll last a few days.
And they're not shooting them off at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And there will be some, we discussed, there will be some real incentives for people to comply. I think the fine right now, if they get caught, is $300, but we're looking at making that a lot higher. And the only reason for doing that is trying to get people to comply. Hey, look, 1 o'clock in the morning is too late. People are trying to sleep. You know, the kids, people got to go to work. Kids are in bed. You know, we should be able to enjoy ourselves and have a good time, but do it within a reasonable time concept.
And we talk about how things have changed. Well, things are back. Yeah, hey, everything is the Bees baseball parks going, and Bees games are, in fact, right now even more exciting than they were. Nobody's got a guaranteed contract.
Nope.
Nobody's trying to get
a
contract, and that's a big deal. And they've had great weather, great crowds, and it's been, you know, they're fun. It's fun to watch. You know, by compressing the season a little bit, it also seems to be kind of a good thing, too.
Yeah, I had a couple of Bees players down at the marina yesterday because they took Monday off. And, you know, I told them how much that we're thankful that they're here playing in our town And all the reports that we're hearing is that everybody enjoys it. There's a little more incentive for the players maybe because they're not on a minor league contract. But they, you know, the players, the ones that were there expressed that they really felt they're being well taken care of.
And the Bees Park is really a nice park.
Bees Park is a great place to showcase their talents. And, you know, what they're hoping for is the scouts are going to show up and see them play. And so, you know, it's nice to have that. And we got to give Kim Parker and the board there a lot of credit. Kim's moved on to bigger and better things, which we're proud of. But we've got to give them a lot of credit. But it was a great holiday weekend. You know, you mentioned boating. We were absolutely swamped at the marina. It's great to see the beaches back. At one point in time, I counted almost 60 boats on a beach.
Yeah.
It's just a great overall weekend. I didn't get out to see it too much because I was working. But
if it's not normal, it's awfully darn close.
It's darn close.
It's awfully darn close. And I think
there's maybe a little more appreciation for it, too. I think we've discussed that. When you take something away, was taken away last year, you know, you were just talking about Ragbri. When you take something away and then you bring it back, there's a little more appreciation for it.
There is an appreciation. There's also the fact that, as I said, I'm doing final 3 days. I have noticed that there is a significant difference. There's a few significant differences this year. I think the big crowds in the town square are going to probably be somewhat limited, but I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll do a report on that. The other thing, there's no housing. No housing committee in any of the towns. So, if you want overnight housing, you'd better know somebody. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing, just that for the last, I've got 3 nights of housing, so I've got, 3 nights arranged, but you know it's sort of like anything else. The fun is really on the bike. Fun's when you're out there on the bike. I know there are those that love to camp.
Yeah,
I'm not sure of too many of them. I'm not one of them. In a setting, I've said it before. Camping on Ragbri isn't camping. It's refugee evacuation. Yeah, it's straddling tent poles or tent lines trying to walk to a porta potty.
Oh my gosh!
And when it's steamy, it can be really really special that event. But anyway, we're back at the city. City's doing the road work, construction, big plans. I guess what's the biggest thing going on? I see
this summer it's all Harrison Avenue right now, and you know that we're going to be we're working on some of the side streets, the retention pond, and then. Harrison, it looks like we may be eligible for some federal funding on some of the sewer work there. Marianne Miller Meeks, our house rep, has pushed it through to the next level, and so we're hopefully going to get some extra funding for that.
I'm seeing work on South and Central, too, as well.
South and Central has a sewer issue that they're working on, and that should hopefully be open pretty soon.
All right. Well, anyway, you've got what's the story on city council meetings?
Tonight, because of July 4th, we're off. So tonight we'll have our meeting. The meetings are now open to the public fully. We're no longer doing the call-in portion.
Okay.
So if you want to address council, typically we do that. We did move that to the front so you don't have to sit through the whole meeting, which sometimes can get rather lengthy. So we have discussion up front with community. If it's not on the agenda, of course, in a council meeting, we'll hear you out, and then we'll take that to a work session and work on it.
I have said this last year, and I've said it, I think, probably within the past few months. What is normal? Normal is a full Kinnick Stadium.
Yep.
And
yep.
And my understanding is they will have a full Kinnick Stadium. They are going to be selling alcohol this year for the first time. I'm a little bit, I'm going to guess that a lot of people are a little nervous about that.
I would be. you know, you were asking about council, Steve. Now is the time for candidates or people that have had the hankering or the desire to run for council. Now's the time to go out, get your signatures together. There will be 3 seats open.
Okay.
Mine is one of them. I am planning on rerunning. I'm not sure about Councilman Rinker or Councilman Murray. But it would be nice to be able to give our citizens a lot of choice. I know it's weird to try to recruit candidates to run against me. By the same token, you know, we want Burlington to feel fairly representative and have plenty of choices.
And you've had good success. Robert Kreitzer's mm-hmm. been a great addition. Linda Murray's obviously yep. done a great job.
Yep.
And Matt, you know, you've
Matt
had,
and Bill, we've yeah. got a good council right now. So I would be completely thrilled with everybody if they desired to be run again to be reelected.
And Chad Byrd seems to have everything running smoothly as well.
Yeah, you know what? We've really are blessed with our staff members in town, and I think we hit a home run with Police Chief Denny and with City Manager Mr. Byrd, Chad Byrd. The great thing about bringing some outside people in from time to time is some new eyes to look at some of our old processes.
I had Chief Denny on last week talking about the fact, you know, it feels good to not be in Portland or in Seattle. Mm. I particularly last week when it was 113 degrees.
Yeah.